This is Morning Edition on KUNC. The marijuana industry has a pesticide problem. Many commercial cannabis growers use chemicals to control bugs and mold. But because of the plant's unresolved legal status, regulators are having a tough time making sure pot buyers don't ingest those pesticides. KUNC and Harvest Public Media's Luke Runyon reports.
This grow room at Medical MJ Supply in Fort Collins, Colorado, has all the trappings of your modern marijuana cultivation facility. Glowing yellow lights, plastic irrigation tubes, and rows of knee-high cannabis plants. Nick Dice is the owner.
We're seeing a crop that's in probably its third to fourth week of bloom right now.
The plants are vibrantly green, happy, and healthy. And Dice says that's because the company's taken a hard line on cleanliness.
We have people that's their only job is to look for any infections or anything that could cause potential damage to the crop.
As any farmer will tell you, damage to the crop equals damage to the bottom line. Dice says his grow site has never seen widespread pestilence. But before he started an intense disinfectant routine, a regimen of mild chemicals kept cannabis pests under control.
We would switch between, you know, multiple pesticides and mildew treatments, and we would try and treat anywhere from every 3 to 4 days, honestly.
Dice says he's seen other operations crumble as their cannabis succumbs to an outbreak of powdery mildew, which coats the plant's leaves, or fall victim to two-spot spider mites that feast on its stems and reproduce like crazy. Pest controls ensure a good yield. And when it comes to cannabis, yields really matter.
How much do you think that this room is worth?
Oh, Lord. I'd have to count some plants really quick. See, 3, 2, 160,000 to 180,000.
Yeah, that's $180,000. Protecting that yield is hard work. That's why many growers use chemicals. But it's the federal government that tells farmers which pesticides are safe to use. And so far, the feds want nothing to do with legalized marijuana. Colorado State University entomologist Whitney Cranshaw says that's left growers to experiment with little oversight.
In the absence of any direction, the subject of pesticide use on the crop has just devolved to whatever people think is working or they think is appropriate.
Tobacco farmers, for example, have a stable of pesticides the government says is safe to use. But Cranshaw says marijuana growers have none.
Sometimes they've used some things that are inappropriate, sometimes unsafe.
Anybody can get their hands on harmful chemicals, and they can just spray away all the way up until the last day of harvest.
Brett Eaton is a plant expert with American Cannabis Company, a Denver-based consulting group.
And, you know, what is that doing to the product, and what is that doing to the consumer who's consuming that product?
Those same safety concerns led Denver officials to place a hold on tens of thousands of marijuana plants earlier this spring. An investigation is underway. Ultimately, pesticide enforcement is up to state agriculture officials. They recently released a list of pesticides deemed appropriate for use on cannabis. Washington State and Illinois have similar lists. Eaton says regulators are playing catch-up.
Other agricultural industries already have policy in place for the safe use of spraying certain pesticides and fungicides. This being a new industry, it hasn't been addressed yet.
But as marijuana use and cultivation becomes more mainstream, this is one issue regulators will have to address, Eaton says. And with more states turning marijuana into a commodity crop, it'll take a mix of policy, science, and industry self-regulation to figure out what's appropriate and what's not. Luke Runyon, Harvest Public Media.